Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The third baseman, Brent Morrell. Batting third. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Kasuki Fukudo. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Danks. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting second. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting third. The right fielder, Shin-Soo Choo. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Shelley Duncan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Casey Kochman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Hanahan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Justin Masterson. And now, play ball. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brent Morrell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morrell bunts towards third. Hanahan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hanahan. Diaza moves to second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diaza scores. Morrell moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Duncan. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Morrell scores. Dunn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dunn scores. Konerko moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski hits a line drive into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Konerko tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kasuki Fukudome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fukudome hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brantley hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Diaza. Cabrera reaches second base with a double. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Choo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cabrera moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cabrera scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dion Vecino is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vecino hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Diaza hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hafner strikes out. 1 out. Shelley Duncan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morel fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kochman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morel is 0-for-0 in the game. Morel hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dunn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Konerko moves to third. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis hits a fly ball into left field. Vecino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hanahan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brantley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Hanahan moves to second. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Hanahan moves to third. Cabrera moves to second. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chu is 0-for-1 in the game. Chu takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kosuke Fukudome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fukudome is 0-for-1 in the game. Fukudome hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vecido is 0-for-1 in the game. Vecido hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckham is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Shelley Duncan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kochman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kochman hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. Kipnis bunts towards the mound. Danks fields it and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to third. Kochman moves to second. 1 out. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hanahan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hanahan strikes out. 2 outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brantley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kochman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Diaz for the out. 1 out. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morel is 0-for-1 in the game. Morel hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morel moves to third. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Morel scores. Dunn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dunn moves to third. Konerko moves to second. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Kosuke Fukudome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fukudome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fukudome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cabrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Choo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Choo takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Choo moves to second. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hafner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hafner hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Fukudome. Hafner reaches second base with a double. Choo scores. Santana goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Shelly Duncan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Vasido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kochman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kochman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Wheeler now pitching. Dion Vasido is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vasido is 0-for-2 in the game. Vasido hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Beckham is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckham hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Duncan. Beckham reaches second base with a double. Alejandro Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Morel is 0-for-2 in the game. Morel takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Perez now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Dunn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kochman scoops it up and throws to first, with Perez covering, for the out. Morel moves to second. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Konerko is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Konerko is walked intentionally. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pierzynski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-4, White Sox. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kochman scoops it up and throws to first, with Perez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hanahan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hanahan hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0 for 3 in the game. Brantley takes first base on ball 4. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brantley moves to second. Will Oman now pitching. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chu is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Chu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeanmar Gomez now pitching. Kosuke Fukudome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fukudome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fukudome hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vecido is 0 for 3 in the game. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Beckham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brent Lillibridge now playing left field. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Shelley Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-6, White Sox. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kochman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kochman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. Kipnis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Diaz strikes out. 1 out. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jesse Crane now pitching. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hanahan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hanahan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brantley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Brantley hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Hanahan moves to second. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cabrera is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckham. Hanahan moves to third. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Choo is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Choo strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Santana strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Valdez now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Konerko strikes out. 1 out. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valdez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 4 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Choo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Thornton now pitching. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hafner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hafner strikes out. 1 out. Shelley Duncan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Duncan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kochman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kochman hits a fly ball into left field. Lillibridge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 3 in the game. Kipnis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.